The recorder shut the big volume ruefully.
Alas, no, it's so long ago. Shrouded in the mists of countless seasons, I'm afraid.
Buckler took over.
Well, let's see what we've got so far. This Sable Queen creature is obviously using it as a hideout. But she doesn't keep her main force, the Ravagers, there. Now, the young'uns are probably imprisoned at Althea, and as we've established, it ain't more than a day's march from here. Remember what she said, she's returning here soon. At a rough guess, that's a day for her to get back there, a day's rest, then back here the day after, right?
Django nodded.
Aye, and you recall what that vermin prisoner said? Most of the Ravager force don't know where Althea is. They're kept away from there by Zwilt the Shade. If Intensco vermin were camped at Althea, it'd be pretty easy to track him, eh, Sniffy?
The Gausser tracker agreed.
That's right, Chief.
Diggs, who had been taking it all in, gave his opinion.
Indeed, old lad. The dreadful El Sable Queen must have just a bodyguard and some jailers at her hideaway. That leaves the rest of the blighters camped out in the blinking woodlands somewhere. Any ideas, chaps?
Skipper had returned. He was standing in the doorway.
Here's an idea for you. Wherever the Ravager's camp is, it can't be far from the Queen's hiding place. Find them, and the young'uns will be locked up not far away.
Formal Darby wrapped his digging claws on the volume.
Right clever thinking, sir. Emo couldn't not have done better, boy O'Keer.
Diggs brightened up considerably.
Then all's we've got to do is find the blooming place, what?
Buckler shook his head.
Wrong. You've forgotten two important things, mate. First, those vermin aren't stupid, especially the two sables. They threatened to harm the young'uns if we were spotted trying to follow them. Second thing is Redwall itself. We'd be fools to leave it undefended with 10 score armed ravagers in the neighbourhood. I think we're in a bit of a cleft stick.
Oakheart placed a big paw on the young hare's shoulder.
You're right, sir, on both counts. But what's to be done about our little ones? We can't just leave them at the mercy of those scurvy vermin.
It was a pretty subdued group of friends who were gathered in the Abbess's room, pondering the results of the meeting. Unable to stop himself, Diggs emitted a cavernous yawn. He recovered his composure.
Oops, pardon me, chaps.
Marjoram looked around the group.
It's late. Without proper sleep, we won't be good for anything. Consider this. The young ones aren't in any immediate danger. The Sable Queen knows they're far too valuable to her alive. She won't be returning here until the day after tomorrow, so this gives us a bit of time to think things out. Agreed?
Buckler bowed to the Abbess.
Agreed, ma'am. What you say makes sense. We'd do well to sleep on it for the moment. A rest might refresh our minds.
They broke up then. The Abbess left, followed by Oakheart. Buckler intercepted the others before they could leave. Django winked at him.
You're going after them, aren't you?
The young hare nodded grimly.
Aye, I'm leaving right now. Diggs, will you see to the defence of the Abbey? I'm putting you and Oakie in charge.
The tubby hare made an elegant leg.
At your service, sir. Leave it to me. I'll shake this lot into some sort of salamandastrin shape. By the left, I will.
Django pulled a face.
I ain't having that shinner than fat bucket giving me orders. I'm coming with you, Buck.
Buckler allowed himself a smile.
I was hoping you'd say that, mate. We'll need Sniffy or Tracker along with us. Are you coming, Skip?
The brawny otter clasped Buckler's paw.
You try and stop me, Cully, or you'll just get me javelin.
Before the Abbey bells had tolled the midnight hour, they slipped away by the east wall gate. Buckler, Django, Sniffy, Skipper, and Big Bartage, the gardener and infirmary assistant. They were dressed in muted green cloaks made from old Redwall habits and armed. Diggs bolted the east wicket gate behind them, whispering,
"Good luck, you chaps, and if you come across any vermin, give 'em blood and vinegar, what?"
This ends Disc 5.